Have you ever wondered why so many artists thank Beyoncé during their award speech? Oddly, these celebrities get named the winner of an award that they earned, and instead of thanking their teams or God, they take time to thank Beyoncé. They act like Beyoncé is the reason they got that award. Why are all these artists thanking Beyoncé? But most importantly, what happens if they don't? Well, as you are soon to find out, the answer to this is stranger than you would ever imagine. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about why so many artists thank Beyoncé when they win awards. Let's get right into it. I'm pretty sure you have seen it before. An artist wins a big award, and when they walk up on stage to accept it, they start talking directly to Beyoncé, thanking Beyoncé because they just won this big award. The camera then pans to Beyoncé's face, who is usually there, sitting with a strange grin on her face. These artists appear as if they're asking Beyoncé if it's okay that they won this award. Does Beyoncé approve of them winning such an award? At that moment when they should be celebrating, instead they seem worried, almost as if they're at the mercy of Beyoncé. If you're wondering why these celebrities act this way, you're not alone. Online, so many people have started to point this out, that it even became a trend with people making TikTok videos thanking Beyoncé for the most random things.
Bless you. Thank you. Oh my God. Wait. I would actually like to take this time to thank Beyoncé because she's actually done so much for me. I wouldn't be here getting this blessing from my friend if it wasn't for Beyoncé. And I just really...
The question is though, why is this happening? Do these celebrities just thank Beyoncé because they look up to her? Or is there something far more sinister taking place? Normally, when an artist wins a big award, they tend to thank a manager or a producer who helped them with their music, or even their fans. But several artists, instead of taking that time to thank their team or fans, have taken the time to praise Beyoncé. This all seems to go back to when Kanye ran up on stage and started going off on Taylor Swift. Back in 2009, Taylor Swift won the Best Female Music Award at the VMAs. When she got up on stage, Kanye rushed after her and snatched the mic. He began to tell the crowd that Taylor shouldn't have won that award because Beyoncé had the greatest music video of all time. He then handed back the mic and left the stage. The world was shocked and didn't understand what was going on. Why in the world did Kanye run on stage, embarrass himself, Taylor Swift, and even Beyoncé like that? But after that incident, Kanye didn't have to remind the artists to thank Beyoncé ever again, as they started doing it all on their own. In 2017, we saw Adele accepting her Grammy win for Best Album of the Year. When she got on stage, the world witnessed a strange encounter. Adele begins to cry and then proceeds to say that she didn't deserve this award and that it should have gone to Beyoncé. The camera then pans to Beyoncé, who was doing that creepy smirk, while Jay-Z closes his eyes. As you saw for yourself, there's something definitely strange about how Adele reacted. Is it me, or did she almost seem scared of winning that award? Her tears didn't scream happy tears, but more like terrified in my opinion. Why did she say she didn't deserve the award that she won and that it should have gone to Beyoncé? During another award show, we saw Lady Gaga and Britney Spears win an award as well, and they proceeded to thank Beyoncé just like we saw with Adele. While Britney and Gaga didn't seem as emotional as Adele during their speech, they still spent most of their speech talking about Beyoncé. Recently, we saw Shaboozy thanking Beyoncé while accepting the People's Country Choice Award. While Shaboozy thanked his fans and his record label, he also made sure to randomly thank Beyoncé for no reason at all, but just to mention her name.
And thank you, Beyoncé. You're amazing. Yeah.
As you heard for yourself, for whatever reason, he felt it was necessary to thank Beyoncé. Just like we saw from Lizzo, who also thanked Beyoncé for no reason whatsoever. Back in 2023, Lizzo won a Grammy, and when she gave her speech, she took time out to thank Beyoncé. We can see the same worried look on Lizzo's face while accepting her award. While Lizzo thanked her team and her parents, she also couldn't forget to thank Beyoncé.
Artist, is my last time up here. Beyoncé, whoo! In the fifth grade, I skipped school to see you perform. My sister, she got me out of school. It was literature, I'm good. And where are you, Beyoncé? My eyes are wet. You changed my life.
As you heard for yourself, another artist couldn't accept her award without thanking Beyoncé. Another artist who randomly thanked Beyoncé while accepting her award was Kelsea Berlini. Kelsea thanks Beyoncé for no reason whatsoever, just like the other artists.
I also just want to say, I'm a country artist, and the fact that Beyonce made a country record changed the game. So thank you.
Kelsey had to mention Beyonce in her speech, and she's a country artist, not even a part of hip-hop or R&B. Recently, JoJo Siwa did this as well, thanking Beyonce while accepting her award at the 2024 Industry Dance Awards. JoJo literally said she had to thank Beyonce just to keep the dance community safe.
They didn't give me a lot, man. Say that. I also have to say thank you to Beyonce, just so that we keep the dance community safe. Say thank you to Beyonce, just so that we keep the dance community safe.
As you heard for yourself, JoJo confessed that she had to thank Beyonce to keep the dance community safe. What in the world does she mean by that? Well, in order to understand why all these celebrities are thanking Beyonce, we have to step into the shadows of the music industry. The part of the music industry the fans don't know about and aren't supposed to know about. If there's anything we have learned this year, is that the music industry isn't at all what it appears. The industry operates off a set of rules that only those in high society understand. The music industry is a cult, and the artists are the cult's members. Beyonce is the high priestess of that cult, and I will break that all down for you if you're interested. Just like Jay-Z is the high priest, Beyonce is the high priestess. They are both running this cult within the music industry. Now, for those who are new here and have no idea what I'm talking about, I am referring to the music industry's very open connection to masonry and the occult. Jay-Z was selected, just like Beyonce, put in place to lead this industry cult. We can see this by the imagery these two tend to use. Beyonce and Jay-Z are both a part of this Masonic system, and they show us this time and time again. Jay-Z is known for throwing up the triangle hand gesture that he called the rock symbol. The only thing is, Jay-Z got this symbol from masonry, and it's the reason so many other celebrities use this hand gesture that are not associated with Jay-Z. For example, the rock group Behemoth is open about their occult practices. Behemoth admits that they're followers of the occultist Aleister Crowley and follow his occult religion of Thelema. This is the reason they use this same triangle hand gesture that Jay-Z and Beyonce often use. This same hand gesture was also shown in the TV show named Strange Angel, which was based on a true story about Jack Parsons, who was behind developing the fuel that powered rocket ships. Jack Parsons was a member of Thelema, and the show is all about how he lived a double life. In the day, he worked on developing the fuel for the rocket ship, and at night, he was practicing sex magic rituals in his home. As we can see from this clip of the show, the High Priestess was doing the same hand gestures that Jay-Z and Beyonce and many other celebrities are doing. This hand symbol has nothing to do with Roc Nation, as it ties back to the occult in every way. In this video, we can see Beyonce and her dancers doing the same exact triangle hand gesture. As we can see, they show Beyonce leading the women doing the occult pose. The way these occult groups work is that they have members and they have leaders who are considered the high priestess. In masonry, this leader is called the Grand Worshipful Master. In the Order of the Eastern Star, which is the female version of Freemasonry, they also have a Most Worshipful Grand Master. The Grand Worshipful Master is the leader of the cult, and as indicated in their name, they have to be worshipped. In a lodge, the Grand Worshipful Master is literally worshipped every time there's a Masonic ceremony. These award shows are just that, Masonic ceremonies. This is why we see so many occult rituals take place at these award shows. These artists that you're seeing thanking Beyonce are all a part of the same cult as Beyonce. They all do the same occult gestures as Beyonce and Jay-Z. Adele has done the one-eye pose and has used the Saturn occult symbolism before as well. She literally has a Saturn tattoo on herself. The symbol of Saturn is connected to the god Saturn that many of these occultists follow. Lady Gaga and Britney Spears also have similar photos showing their alliance. So do many other artists who are thanking Beyonce. These artists are just thanking the Masonic High Priestess of the music industry. We know Beyonce is the High Priestess because of the imagery she has put out to indicate that. In this photo, we can see her dancers worshiping her as a god. The fans are doing the same thing as well. They are worshiping her because she is the Most Worshipful Master. In this same video, where she shows herself doing the occult pyramid hand gesture, we can see her dressed like Het Huru. Het Huru is another name for the Egyptian goddess Hathor. Occultists channel the Egyptian pagan gods, and they use them during their rituals. Heather was depicted with this headpiece, the same headpiece Beyoncé is seen wearing. This is just more proof that Beyoncé is an occultist who is channeling these pagan gods. Just like Aleister Crowley, who built his entire occult religion based on worshiping these Egyptian pagan gods. Interestingly enough, this goddess was considered the goddess of dance and music. This is why all these artists are worshiping Beyoncé, because this is what she is representing. This is the role she has taken in the occult world of the music industry. Beyoncé is the high priestess of the music industry. In order to be granted higher success, you must have her approval. This is the reason all these artists are begging for her approval while receiving their awards. If Beyoncé doesn't want them to succeed, their career will be over. While the average fan would never understand this, all you have to do is research. You will find Beyoncé's connection to the occult, and it's open as day. These artists see Beyoncé as a god because she surpassed the highest degrees in masonry and is the grand worshipful master. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.